Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. We'd like to welcome you to ERA's 2009-2013 business plan presentation. All participants' lines have been muted. After the presentation, there will be a Q&A session. To be assisted by an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by the number 10. Now I'd like to turn the conference call over to Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Chairman of ERA. Please, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. We're here to present our new business plan after having shown our first slide that shows the beauty of the fields of sunflowers surrounding our plant in Imola. We hope that this really brings luck to the new business plan. The two new features of the plant I'd like to draw your attention to are, first of all, the fact that the business plan now is longer, spanning through 2013. The second new feature is the fact that we are presenting our business areas in a new way, taking into due consideration some of the organizational measures that have been adopted over the years, with a refocusing of our group's activities on three areas. Firstly, we are very committed and very focused on developing energy upstream activities in order to significantly support the sale and downstreams of these business segments. Secondly, we have a strong focus on exploiting the potential represented by ERA Ambiente, a newly established company, which avail itself of the massive CapEx which we devoted to these business segments in the previous years in order to become one of the major players in this business segment, so as to fully leverage our outstanding asset base. Thirdly, we want to strengthen our presence in regulated activities, managing in a very advanced and sophisticated way our networks, that's to say, district heating and water networks. These are the three major areas that will be covered by the different sections of the presentation that will be held by myself and Stefano Venier. The plan that we're here to disclose to you shows improved cash flow at the group level, the goal being that of maintaining a balanced financial position that has been traditionally one of our major reference point when steering our strategy. At the same time, we expect financial returns as well as profits to grow. In my last part of the presentation, I will highlight also the options of external growth, something which we are going to focus on. Incidentally, let me stress right away that the business plan does not factor in the impact of any M&A deal that has not been executed fully. These are the major guidelines of the new plan spanning, again, I want to stress, 2009-2013. Let's start with the first slide. Our reference point is EBITDA, which is meant to go up from 528 million, which was posted in 2008, to 720, which we expect to have in 2013. It's approximately 200 million euros or so growth, quite a robust growth. This number really lead me to stress the fact that we have to take into consideration the distinctive features of the first half of the plan, and then we also have to shed the due light on some regulatory aspects, and we should also shed equal light on consumption patterns shown by our customers. When making our assumptions and making our forecast, we had to give due consideration to the fact that Bologna W2E will lose CIP6, the CIP6 regime in 2012. And last but not least, we are waiting for the calling of tenders for gas distribution as well as waste collection, and the rules governing these tenders still have to be fully disclosed and finalized. As I mentioned earlier, our new business plan envisages an improvement of the return on our capital employed, with an improvement which is meant to stay steadily year after year, reaching a double-digit number. And then we will see quite a robust EBITDA growth. And during the presentation, we will tell you which are the main growth drivers underlying this growth. You can see that approximately 60 million is the contribution of new plants, 60 million is the contribution of synergies, and the same amount is expected to come from organic growth or increased sales. So these are the three major growth drivers or growth areas, and these are the areas we will be leveraging on. In addition to this, there is no change in our consolidation scope. And as I said, any M&A or any M&A-related change in consolidation scope is something which will be an add-on. Let's talk about the new plans. New plans included in the plan really discounts facts that were forecast for 2009. I'm talking about the fact that Modena's WT and Imola's plant went on stream, something which we had forecast. But it's not just that. We're talking about the Rimini WT, which is being rebuilt, the installation of Unit 2 at Modena's plant that will flank the existing unit, the Tamarete plant in the Abruzzo region. Works are currently underway, and at the end of next year, the plant should be up and running. And last but not least, two initiatives in the renewables sector. One is well known to you, it's a JV in the biomass sector, and then we have other plans and projects, again in the renewable sectors, and these initiatives spread over the business plan. Synergy-wise, our strategy will go on with a further fine-tuning of our organization, but I will elaborate on this later on. And quite a significant contribution is represented by containment of labor costs in a very sustained way. And in addition to this, we will have additional efficiency gains coming from process innovation projects implemented within the group. To this, we should also add the envisaged and achievable reduction of the cost per contract thanks to the implementation of our IT platform. We expect these costs to go down 10% during the plan. Organic growth is also driven by increased tariffs in the water and waste sectors, according to the rules that have been set forth in the agreement which we have renewed. But most importantly, that's also based on a significant growth in the number of our customers, as well as on the entering in service or start of operations of the new plants. So the combinations of synergy extraction and organic growth will give us a total of 110 million euro within the plan at an annual average, which is equal to the contribution which we saw coming from these two growth drivers in the previous 6 years. Before getting deeper into details, into detail about what we expect to happen on a yearly basis, I'd like to spend a couple of words on our performance in 2009. I don't want, however, to waste any time getting through the mid-year results. Now, let me just say that despite the fact that the performance was contained as a consequence of the adverse economic conditions, nonetheless, showed quite a good performance with revenue growth at a very high rate, thanks to initiatives undertaken in trading. At the same time, we didn't simply see an increase in revenues, but also a 13.5% profit growth. I think that these numbers allow us to face the second half of the current year with a very positive approach. The idea is that of bringing to an end a difficult year such as 2009, yet posting a good result in line with what we saw in the first half of 2009. In the second half of 2009, we have forecast a series of events which we will be reviewing during the presentation. The first of such events will take place in the area of M&As. As you know, we have finalized the execution of the closing of the acquisition of 25% of IMAG. We will further elaborate on this, giving you the technical details of such a deal. This is the last significantly sized multi-utility which is located and operating in our region. And I think that this will represent a major step forward, as well as an additional display of our commitment in this area. The AGM is expected to take place on October the 21st, and while awaiting this to take place, we will be taking actions in three major areas. First of all, we will be rationalizing our energy assets, in particular, gas assets. ERA will acquire the gas networks owned by three of our municipal shareholders. In particular, in the case of Imola, we will also acquire the district heating network. That will require a capital increase, which we will elaborate on later in the presentation. We will also put forward for approval before our AGM the plan of changing our bylaws. In particular, the proposal is that of changing the 2% cap of voting rights, bringing it to a new level which is intended by us, i.e. 5%. Then there's a third third event we have been working on, and that's the review of our organizational structure. I will give you more details about this later in the presentation, and once again, this is a set of actions which is envisaged to be implemented in the second half of 2009. Now, quite rapidly, let me add a few more details about these three major event or action areas. Let's start with the rationalization of our gas networks. As you will probably remember, we had quite a motley situation within our relevant geographical market. Bologna and Modena provinces had already contributed their networks when ERA was originally set up, but Ferrara, Ravenna and Imola instead had retained ownership of these assets. The relevant municipalities have expressed their willingness to contribute them. Therefore, through an 82 million share equivalent capital increase, that would allow us to get a position to better manage our assets, also with a view of what will happen as soon as tenders the re-tendering process for existing concessions will be launched. We therefore have assets covering 85% of our relevant geographic market. The number which I've mentioned is 145 million euro, and that's a number which is fully in line with the RAB of networks in these three provinces. What would be the economic impact or the economic effect? The deal will have a retroactive effect that's starting from January the 1st, 2009, and we will have major savings of lease cost with the value which was comprised between 7 million and 10 million euros over the old business plan lifetime. We will then release the provisions as a consequence of the end of the lease contract, and that will translate in a capital gain, which will therefore make these transaction EPS neutral in 2009. So this is the first action area. Then we have a second action area, and that's more organizational in nature. That marks the end of the reorganizational process that saw ERA committed right since inception. Right from the beginning, we had a myriad of stakes in small or tiny companies, and that was legacy of our shareholders, and we did a massive cleanup, and therefore rationalization as a process will go on, but we will take a more delicate move, that's to say we will transform the provincial local operating companies, and that will give us a leaner, a more tightly organized group, a better balance between decentralized and centralized activities, as well as the streamlining of a whole series of intercompany accounting activities that generated wasteful duplications. In doing so, we will also embrace the model adopted by other multi-utilities, i.e., we will take out all commercial activities from the old local operating companies, contributing them to our centralized sales company. So this company so far supervised sales activities to corporate clients, whilst in the future that will cover all types of customers for the whole group. All these should be up and running at year-end 2009, and therefore we will no longer have duplications or duplicate board meetings, and the purely admin cost savings comprise between 3 million for 2009 and the average 8 million which we have envisaged for the next years. A few words about the acquisition of IMAC. I've told you how big is the stake for which we have presented a bid. The price or the minimum bidding price is 30 million euro as asked by the selling municipalities. We are in the process of finalizing our bid, and we legitimately think that the whole thing should be finalized in 1 week or so. Post acquisition, we will be the largest shareholder of IMAC, a company which has an estimated 31 million euro EBITDA, estimated at year-end 2009, and a total debt of 41 million. And customer-wise, we're talking about a customer base which is 100,000 strong. Now, after having probably spent too much time on these issues, let me address now the real presentation of the plan. We're now on slide 6. Please also remember that the handout that has been sent to you includes information that will facilitate the comparison with our past track record and the previous years. Now, the three major or main areas of the new business plan are the response to a still unsolved situation in Italy in the waste segment, but it's also the response to emerging business opportunities that are arising in several in the waste business segment. As for the energy sector, we can really aim at very bold targets, such as the one which we're going to disclose. But actually, we can aim at these targets and goals because the deregulation process really allows us to access new customer segments, and this is an opportunity which we don't want to miss. The third action area is represented by the network management sector, and we have a new event, which is the separation of distribution and sales. Now, let's start from the waste industry. Waste has been up 7% on a yearly basis ever since ERA has started to operate in this sector. I'm talking about special waste. Well, this is not a number which we can expect as CAGR for the forthcoming years. We should not downplay or neglect problems in this area. So we have decided to be conservative, and we have set an expected 4.8% CAGR during the business plan. This is another reason to tell you that we expect to grow not only in outside our relevant geographical market, but we expect to grow also to fill the gaps existing in the various segments of the waste pipeline. The new projects in the waste industry include also a project in bio, and we plan to use pre-existing plants. By that I mean that there are stake in plants which we have acquired and which we have not been fully using. I'm specifically referring to a project that should give us additional green certificates with additional capacity in the region of 22 megawatts. And it's a project for biogas, and it's a project in biomass. All these is meant to is added to the 3WT. Two were already planned. The third one is basically the revamping of an old line existing at Modena. And in addition to this, we will have other development projects for landfills. Let's now move to the energy sector. I will not walk you through the difficulties related to price trends over the course of 2009. What I want to do now is to stress that the good notes of the first half of 2009 were quite reassuring and have been quite a prompt for us to set bold goals for this sector during the plan. We expect to go from 300 to 500,000 customers as far as electricity sales is concerned. And here we should go up from 5 terawatt to 9 terawatt, which is the target envisaged at the end of the plan. As for gas, here too we expect to recoup approximately 100,000 gas clients to add to the existing 1 million or so which we currently have. And when it comes to capacity in electricity generation, we expect to go up to 950 megawatts. As for gas import, in addition to what we are currently importing, we can add some additional 0.6 BCMs compared to 2009. These numbers give you an idea and a feel of the order of magnitude of our asset base and of our endeavors. We have decided to be conservative, remaining in line with our prudential nature and strategy, but so far we have succeeded to grow our activities in the upstream business, be it electricity or gas upstream business. Last but not least, a few words about networks. The next years are probably going to be easier years from the tariff scheme standpoint, but the future will require us to certainly improve our cash flow in the regulated part of the network business. Please bear in mind that a lot of CapEx was already rolled out in the previous years. What should be the distinctive feature of the next years in this era is additional efficiency gains, which I have already outlined, but at the same time, we should also aim at improving the quality of our networks, therefore fully exploiting our CapEx with the full start of operations of our monitoring and overseeing centers, and also thanks to the deployment of a system of electronic meter readings. Now, I'd like to hand the call over to Stefano Venier. He will walk us through the different building blocks of our business plan. Thank you, Mr. Tomasi. Good afternoon, everybody. Now, let's see which are the major differences compared to the past. Well, if we look at 2008, the results, we see that 528 million euros, 250 of that, so approximately 47%, is attributable to the regulated network. 186 is the waste business. Please bear in mind that that's also inclusive of a fraction of regulated activities, which is represented by waste collections. And then we have 89 million euros that are accounted for by energy, let's say gas and electricity sales, starting from downstream to from upstream to downstream. We expect growth as indicated by our chairman, and the 192 EBITDA million will be broken down as follows: 88 million will come from the waste industry. Approximately 50% of that will be contributed by new plants. So in addition to the already mentioned WTEs, we will also have the contribution of new projects in bioenergy. We mentioned that already in the past, but now we have structured it in a more clearly defined project. And then we will also have contribution coming from the regulated part of the waste business. All this will offset the expiry of WTE plant CIP6 expiry equal to 18.5 million. As for energy, we will see a contribution of 30 million compared to what they contribute in 2008, thanks to the start of operations of some new assets. And also, 30% of that will be contributed by sales. As for networks, instead, major contributions will come from tariffs, and that's particularly true in the area of water networks. And the other major growth drivers will be cost containment through more efficient management of networks. Deregulated business, other deregulated businesses will give us, sorry, the split between regulated and deregulated businesses will remain in the region of 50-50 split, which we saw in the past as well. Having said this, I'd like to give you just a rapid overview of the different businesses, giving you some additional information that have been translated in charts and numbers. Let's start with waste. Waste is built on the setup of ERA Ambiente and the collection and street cleaning activities. On page 8, you can see the expected growth. We have an 88 million euro growth. 19 million is tariff-driven, as well as efficiency gains driven in waste collections. The remaining instead is contributed by disposal and bioenergy sectors. Here, too, the key elements, once again, are represented by a series of investments which we have executed. Let's talk about volumes. As we said, the underlying assumption for the new plan is an overall 4% CAGR in these sectors. A big chunk of that comes from special waste, but almost an equivalent part comes from so-called own production. Because the bigger sorter sorted collection and the greater the contribution and volumes of own productions, selected waste collections will grow within our sector. On page 9, you will see breakdown and more details about ERA Ambiente, giving more information about our plans as well as about the new projects. This is one of the major reasons why we have established ERA Ambiente, that's to say, the reorganization of our plans and the exploitation of new initiatives. I'd like to spend a couple of words about the bio-waste to energy plants as well. On the one hand, we had technology and assets which we already had, and on the other, we assessed the new opportunities that might arise from a different use of part of the organic fractions of waste which which we collected mainly urban waste, but also some of the special waste which we collect. Now, we have included in part of the, we have used this to fill part of the spare capacity existing at our WT plants, and as a consequence of this, we should have approximately 30 megawatt as total available capacity, generating over 220 giga of incentivated energy. As for initiatives outside our relevant geographical market, the bids for WT plant tender in Tuscany is something which is quite recent, and we are really approaching the awarding of the tender. Let's now move on to the next slide, which is the energy sector, which I'd like to stress comprised both electricity and gas, and also just a small part of public lighting, which is part regulated business but part energy industry linked. We expect approximately 30 million euro EBITDA growth. 4 million will be contributed by gas, and part of that will come from electricity. Clearly, contribution coming, the expected contribution from electricity is going to be bigger, also because in these areas we have some initiatives such as Tamarete, which was already mentioned by Mr. Tommasi. The other important aspect which I'd like to stress is the set of new goals, which, as we've said, are very bold yet quite achievable in our opinion. And that's basically a set of goals to grow our customer base. In a nutshell, we expect to grow our electricity customers from 330,000 to approximately 500,000, and gas customers from slightly over 1 million customers to 1.1 million customers, thanks to a set of actions recently, or measures that have been recently adopted by the regulator in the area of residential customers. These goals will also be achieved thanks to the new market conditions that have set on quite recently, and that will give some additional opportunities to players such as ERA. On page 11, you can see a recap of our forecast in the electricity pipeline. Now, the main elements here are, firstly, growth of electricity sales. As I said, we expect 9 terawatt hours in 2013, but in 2009 we expect to reach a total sales between 6.5 to 6.6 terawatt hours, which represents which really means achieving the original goal which we have set 1 year ahead of schedule. Then there's another important element which will help us achieve these goals, and that element is trading in this area. I think that the contribution coming from trading and procurement is important, not simply because we are playing an increasingly important role on the retail market, but also because of existing current market conditions, and also thanks to the diversified portfolio which we have. If we look at our plant or asset portfolio, you will see, as shown on the right-hand side of slide 11, that the assets which we have put together have quite diversified profiles. So we go from peak plants to entirely base load plants such as Tirreno Power or the virtual power plant we jointly own with Atel. There's just a typo which I'd like to single out, which is 176. 276 is the Sparanese and Terranola capacity. On page 12, you can see our gas position, there is a difference compared to the previous plan. Whilst in the past we envisaged a strong containment and stabilization of sales volumes, current market conditions, together with some initiatives which we have staged on the trading side, has led us to set 3 terawatt hours sale, of which 1.1 is linked to wholesale and large customers, and the remainder coming from SMEs and including also residential customers. As you can see, the structure of our sales portfolio will not be dramatically changed. It follows instead development which we expect to achieve within the group. An important contribution will come from optimization activities in trading, logistics and balancing more specifically, and they will become more important because we will be in a position to operate not just on the Italian market, but we will also benefit from a fraction of the Baden and the Swiss hubs. Let's now move on to page 13. And let's have a look at the development and consolidation of our regulated businesses, which comprises district heating and gas distribution electricity. We expect a growth of 64 million euros, which is split, as you can see on page 13. The most relevant aspects are the contribution coming from water tariffs, whilst major contribution in the other business areas will come from the optimization of our operations. We have quite a different picture in district heating here. On the way, as a consequence of the additional assets which we can avail ourselves of, we expect the consolidation and the expansion of our presence in some cities such as Ferrara, Bologna, Imola, and to a certain extent Forlì as well. Let's now move on to page 14. Here we have a summary of the key elements of our activities in gas and water distribution. In gas, we are waiting for the final definition of the new gas distribution tariffs. This slide gives you a conservative picture and conservative valuation, which is very, very close to the prudential numbers and the view which we have shared with the authority. As for water, instead, you can see what we expect will come from our extension and the related investments. 280 million will be invested. On page 15, you can see a breakdown of the evolution of district heating and electricity portfolios with a major contribution coming from our CCGT plan. I'm talking about Imola's cogeneration plan and the Ferrara and Forlì plants as well. We already mentioned electronic metering systems. That's a project which will be fully executed so that we will end up investing approximately 25 million euro, including what we invested in 2008 and what we plan to invest in the next 2 years. This will be also flanked by a program or scheme to replace old-fashioned meters. All this is summarized in the slide that you can see on page 16. That's the slide on CapEx. We expect to have 350 million euro yearly CapEx throughout the plan, the business plan, as you can see. That shows quite a decreased complexity, 458, that was the yearly average, which we saw in the past a few years. 400, that should be the number stripped of any financial transactions. On page 16, once again, you find a summary of what we plan to do. The most relevant part of our CAPEX is devoted to networks, approximately 1 million euro, and 500 to 250 are devoted to water, while the remainder is almost equally split between waste, electricity, and gas. As for waste, a big portion of the 550 million euro is devoted to the development of the asset base and the maintenance of Air Ambiente's asset portfolio. Now I'd like to end the conference call over to our chairman for the closing remarks. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, we will also keep a focus on M&A. On page 17, you can see what we plan to do. There are no breaking news, so to speak. M&A as a growth area have to be managed in a very careful way. You will never find yourself in a position that we have made or embarked upon an M&A without adopting well-established and well-tested criteria. As we mentioned on prior occasions, we plan to do the following. In waste and in the energy upstream business segments, we will increasingly look outside our relevant market. There have been some initiatives, such as the tender in Florence, and these are all activities which we will carefully look at and which represent one of the main reasons why Air Ambiente has been set up as a new entity. We have executed some deals outside our relevant geographic markets, not simply because they were good conditions there, but also because there were not such good conditions to execute M&A deals within our relevant markets. We have growing electricity need and requirement, and so maybe in order to meet these new requirements, we will embark upon M&As. As for gas, that's a different story. For sure, here we will have to manage as best as we can the opportunity represented by tenders. Therefore, translating opportunities of tenders in adjacent regions as a stepping stone to establish a presence in those regions. So, these are the three major sectors where we want to embark upon the initiatives which we have outlined. There's a last growth area where we have a time-honored tradition for successful acquisitions. I've mentioned the IMAG deal. It's a deal which will be closing in the next few weeks, and this sort of deals is something which we still want to pursue, given the fact that there are no other multi-utilities left for acquisitions within the boundaries of our regions and our provinces. We have already started to act in this sense with some deals. We already have good presence in the Marche region. We have started to do something in Tuscany or in the southern part of Lombardy. So through these actions, the geographic horizons of our presence is expanding. But once again, let me stress that we will act in a very cautious and organized way. Now, in a nutshell, let's summarize the plan. This plan is not meant to be a big surprise for investors, which incidentally will be start seeing during our forthcoming roadshow. In the past 3 years, we have restated our multi-business nature and inclination, something which we want to restate going forward. So we don't want to change these growth criterion, a criterion which is linked to continuously growing customer base. So we will stay a multi-business company because we don't want to jeopardize the balanced position which we have reached. We want to target total of 1.9 million customers with an average of 2.5 services per customer at the end of the plan, at the end of 2013. We then have a third point. This is a point which we have restated, and that's the goal of strengthening our leadership in waste management through new initiatives. Those of you who have followed and monitored the massive investment which we made in the previous years will probably be pleased with the return which we expect to get from CapEx devoted to this area. We expect increased cash flow, and it's a positive feature which we expect to translate in an improved return to shareholders. Now, having said this, I don't know whether you like this plan or not. I hope that you have appreciated it, not simply because it's a fully transparent plan. I hope that you like it because it's an achievable plan considering the times we're going through and considering the current economic conditions. If we hadn't reached such a sound presence, a sound structure in the past few years, we would have not been in a position to withstand the adverse economic conditions, the expected expiry of CIP6. So the bottom line is that despite all things, we still succeed to be in the black and to be a profitable company. So I think that this should something that should convince you about the beauty and the goodness of our plan. But again, we're now glad to take any question you might have about this plan which we have presented to you. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now have the Q&A session. To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. To exit the question queue, please press star followed by two. Again, to ask a question, press star followed by one. The first question comes from Francesca Pezzoli with Cheuvreux. Please, madam. Good afternoon, everybody. I have a series of questions. First question is about your debt. I think that at the end of your business plan, you expect increased debt compared to where it stands now. Why is it so, and what are the assumptions that you have made in terms of dividend policy, and could you give us any guidance about that? Secondly, could you give us an idea of the impact of the capital increase intended for the acquisition of networks currently owned by the municipalities, and could you quantify the expected cost savings coming from reduced lease costs?
Stefano Venier speaking. Well, capital increase will equal 82 million shares.
Cost savings will equal 7 million already in 2009, and that will be reflected in EBITDA because, as we said, we will not pay leases, terminating existing lease contracts effective from January the 1st, 2009. So that the order of magnitude of direct cost savings. As for D&A, well, we will own assets, that's a fact, but the value of assets, approximately 145 million euro, I think he said, are neutral because we had already provisioned against that. So as a consequence, this is D&A neutral. In addition to this, okay, these are direct cost savings. In addition to this, we believe that the fact of having direct control over these assets will give us concrete benefits going forward too. And last but not least, considering the existing contracts or under the existing contracts, we should add the obligation of restoring the original value of underlying assets. In this case, this is no longer needed. As for your question about debt, our debt, basically, at the end of the plan, we don't expect the debt to change very much compared to what we saw at the end of June 2009. So basically, we are in line with that number. And that's the consequence of a fully self-funded CapEx plan, which, thanks to dividends, becomes fully positive. And then I think that Mr. Tomasi should take your question about the dividend policy.
Well, I will. Okay. I've been given the floor, but I don't know whether I really like to take this opportunity to be too explicit about our dividend policy. It is not our tradition to give you any guidance so ahead of time, but we have told you about our bottom line. We expect it to grow, and as a consequence of this, we are really committed to remunerate our shareholders accordingly, which means that since we have traditionally been committed to quite a robust payout policy, even at a time when the bottom line was not so much in line with it, what I can say is that over the next 5 years, the adjustment of the dividend that was paid last year will be multiple. There will be multiple adjustments.
Next question comes from the line of Stefano Gamberini with Equita. Please, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Could you clarify this acquisition? The 145 million euro contribution gives us a 7 million euro contribution. These are the numbers. Is that a correct number?
7, which is meant to go up to 10. Then when you say that it's EPS neutral, you're basically talking about a capital gain. So my question is, how will this work exactly, and what will be exactly be the impact on the net profit? Now, the EBITDA number which you are given for year-end 2009, is it inclusive of this 10 million euro? And as for the your dividend policy, if I got you right, there is no official dividend policy. Simply speaking, you will decide over time when dividend is to be increased or not. At least this is what I have understood. The previous business plan set a 670 million euro EBITDA target in 2011 with 2.5 times EBITDA. That was the guidance. My question about the new plan is that in line with these goals, or are some assumptions different to the extent that these numbers are no longer viable? I think you said 77 million euro contribution of plans growth driver. Well, I've seen that this is quite close to the number of the previous plan. Well, I've seen that there's quite a series of additional capex in the biogas business. So here is my question. Could you give us a feel for what sort of contribution you expect from these plants, and when do you expect this contribution? And thank you again, and sorry for asking too many questions. Stefano Venier speaking. Now, network management. As you know, we have historically managed the network owned by our shareholders by paying a concession fee which was below the remuneration of RAB, so 145 million at 7.5% gives you approximately fee of 10 million. Out of these 10 million, on this 10 million, we pay, let's say, 7, it's 6.8, 6.9. Why is it so? Well, because we remunerated these RAB at a lower rate, therefore retaining and keeping the remaining part. Now, that was the case for the first few years, but that would have gradually disappeared over the next few years. All the more so in the event of a tender called for the assignment of new services. That's why we said that the concession fees should have gone up rapidly from 7 to 10. Well, the benefit comes from reducing this fee to 7 million. And to safeguard the remaining 3 million vis-a-vis the 7.5% remuneration rate. Now, why is it EPS neutral? Well, compared to the increase, I have 7 million less in leases, so 7 times 4. Gives us 4-point-something millions, and the delta really comes from the one-off impact generated by the fact that the value at which we acquire these assets is in line with the RAB and the provisions which we've made over time until 2009 was above what we would have had to pay as at the end of the lease contract, because we provisioned cautiously. Now, we have not discounted that in the 1H09 numbers. When we released those numbers, we had not received the go-ahead or the authorization of the
shareholders that are contributing these networks. So the benefit really comes from the economic impact and from the fact that we managed to retain a benefit which we would have lost otherwise. Yet, bringing the return in line with a regulated return. And now I will skip your third question and then I will... Sorry, I take your third question and then I will get back to the second one. How will the new initiatives develop in biowaste? Well, some of the initiatives which we have mentioned had already been staged or planned. They were not so clear to all of you because they were initiatives for just a few megawatts. So we do not have initiatives for large plants with the exception of one. So these are not big plants that will stay in our pipeline to become effective only in 2013. We're talking about using some spare capacity. In the past, we repeatedly said that we had built plants that were sized according to the maximum capacity allowed by the regulator. So to have some redundant capacity in case of some planned stoppages of plants. However, let me say that the performance of the Ferrara and Forlì plants are quite satisfactory. The yield which we have been seeing are really higher than the conservative levels that we had set as forecast. As a consequence of this, we have increased volumes available. So we can use this spare capacity not simply feeding the plants with waste, but by using biomass. And in so doing, we can fully exploit these small spare capacity. In addition to this, we also have some spare capacity which comes from old plants. Many of these plants have not completely disposed of. Some of units or lines are used as backup lines, and there we have some spare capacity which we can use. Then we have some biodigestion lines or units, part of them linked to the waste and segment, and part to the water in the business segment. And in biogas, we have additional initiatives. I'm talking about units. And incidentally, let me digress that it probably takes longer to supply the supply the plant rather than to really bringing up to regime. We have entered a JV on a 50-50 basis for a 13-megawatt plant. Well, yes, this is a plant whose construction started in June, started between June and July this year, and this will take 24 months to before being up and running, and therefore we expect it to give a contribution in mid-2011. And this is a plant which is included in the business plan, and it's probably the only major new plant. All the others are basically contributions coming from the exploitation or the usage of existing spare capacity. Let me get back to your third question. I don't know whether I've understood what you've asked. So what you're saying is, compared to the old plan ending 2011, the debt-EBITDA ratio was approximately 2.5, 2.6, whilst at the end of 2013 we have 2.7. Is that correct, Stefano? Well, my question was broader, because the EBITDA target was 670.
with a preset dividend policy. So are these metrics still in place as the midpoint of the new business plan? Well, compared to the numbers that you've mentioned, we had a series of events. Some of them were positive. For instance, let's have a look at what happened in the gas and electricity sales sector. Others were more negative events. It is undeniable that having readjusted the start point, I'm talking about volumes, numbers, as a consequence of the economic crisis. Well, as a consequence of that, we see the postponement of our targets by 1 year, 1 year and a half. And this obviously has as an impact that holds true not only for for special waste, but also gas and electricity. And we also saw quite an impact of the economic crisis in the water business. Secondly, we have been slightly more conservative when it comes to green certificates. And we have, so compared to the 670 in 2011, we have picked a number which is slightly, not significantly, but slightly below that number at the end of 2013. Mr. Tomasi speaking. As for dividends, I've already replied before, but the reply which I've given is really in line with what you said. The message is that we had the conditions to foresee repeated or multiple adjustments to the dividend paid in 2009 over the years of the next business plan, and therefore the adjustment will be made on the basis of the numbers at the end of each year. I said repeated and multiple adjustments, but at the end of the business plan, we expect to have a number in line with the number you've mentioned in your questions. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Fabio Picardi with Banca IMI. Please, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. I, too, would like to get back to the comparison of between old and new targets. So, first of all, let's start with your CapEx plan. I think that compared to the old CapEx target, there are 600, 700 million more. Now, let's assume that approximately 200 million are to be considered as ordinary CapEx. Is it fair to assume that we're left with 300, 350 million more in CapEx to increase EBITDA? And still on the theme of EBITDA, is it correct to say, although that's an oversimplification, is it? I'd like to understand what's the main difference between the new and old EBITDA targets. Is that attributable to the gas and heating or heat generation businesses? Because I think that these are the two business areas that contribute the growth of your EBITDA from the target contained in your old business plan, 670, to the new target, 720. Stefano Venier speaking. I will take your first question, which is rather simple. Now, the difference that you see there is due to the fact that the old numbers spend a time span of 3 years, 2009, 2011, whilst here we're talking about 2009-2013. So it's approximately 350 million euro worth in capex per year. So it's approximately a difference of 700. So these are fully comparable. And in line with the latest numbers or guidance which we gave you. As for contribution coming from the different business areas, well, the old 3-year business plan envisaged 77 million euro in waste. Today, we have 10 million more. But please, let's not forget that in 2013, we will absorb or offset the negative impact of the expiry of the CIP6 contracts in the region of 18 million euro. Then we have a growth of 64 million euro, and I think that this number is really fully in line with what we included in our plan. The old plan covered the 3 years in this regulated business, while the new business plan covers the 5 years. In 2012-2013, we'll see a sort of stabilization of water and waste tariffs, because in 2011-2012 we'll reach full remuneration. So, whilst in the past the recovery and the tariff increase was in the range of 4.5 and more percent yearly, in 2012-2013, tariff increase will reflect partly our capex and inflation, so that will be in the region of 2.5%, and the same is applicable to the waste industry. Then you said quite correctly that in the energy industry we will get a better contribution compared to what we saw in the old business plan, and that's due to the fact that new opportunities have arisen in this industry. We have set therefore new targets, and therefore you see different contributions in this area. We're not just assuming increased sales, but as we saw already when we released our media results, when it comes to asset management and trading, we have improved our performance. We are better today than we were in the past, and this is quite a reassurance and something which has prompted us to set better and bolder targets. The evolution that we saw in gas and in electricity in operators that are short, as we are, well, that's something which is positive. Not just for 2009, but also for at least 2 more years. In addition, the greater liquidity and the greater degree and scope of operations which we can have on energy pools and Vanguard and Valbach and TTF and other markets, well, these represent additional opportunities not just for trading, but also to optimize our balancing activities. For instance, on certain days or in certain weeks, it was probably more cost-effective to buy gas on the spot market and pay the take-or-pay charges or fees. Now, obviously, this is not something that you can expect to find every day, but in certain business segments, you can do quite interesting things. I think I've replied to your questions. Yes, you did. If I may ask additional questions, and maybe this is also clarification of my concern or what I was driving at. Well, I expected slowing down in CapEx between 2012 and 2013 against a more stable EBITDA. Instead, if I got you right, CapEx will go on. And then there will be an additional development of your EBITDA, which I'll have to review on the basis of what you have included in your slides, and then I will decide whether I can share your view or not. Stefano Venier speaking. Well, let me add a couple of things. Well, today we see that we'll have 720 million euro 2013 EBITDA. Let's say the 670. That's that was originally set for 2011. Well, 720 plus 18.5 or 20, just to round it off, coming from Bologna's WT. Well, the combination of this really leads me to say that EBITDA growth will be from 770 to 740, so it's 35 yearly. So that's for sure not the trend or nor the evolution that can be combined with CapEx plan, which is restricted to maintenance CapEx only. Let me also add something that might facilitate your valuations. When you look at our CapEx in 2012 and 2013, well, we should not forget that those CapEx do not generate any profit in those years. And that CapEx includes also investments on a third line at Bologna's WT, where we have investments in 2012, 2013, and the first contribution will become visible in mid-2014. So clearly, the CapEx that you see in 2012 and 2013 reflects the decision to go on growing and developing our base in the next few years. Otherwise, I would probably say that our EBITDA will be stuck at 720, if not declining, in, let's say, 2014 or 2015. Next question comes from the line of Stefano Gamberini with Equita. Please, sir. Very quick follow-up question. Collection moves from goes up to 35 million euro, I think you said. The line is really very, very bad. And if I got you right, RAB was very low in this business scope. Could you please clarify this? And then there's a decree on local public services whereby all business tenders for all businesses will be called in 2012 unless municipality ownership goes down below 30%. What's your view, what's your take on this? What will be the opportunities linked to or arising from this decree? Stefano Venier speaking. Well, I'll take your question. Well, clearly, there are two components. When assessing the return from waste collection and street cleaning. Well, for water, we have not fully covered cost yet. So tariff increase that I can see in the overall tariff really go to the benefit of street cleaning and waste collection. And as you know, because of some national legislation, and incidentally, we have deliberately decided to do so because we've always been in the vanguard in this sector, so we have deliberately decided to push separate collection above 50%. In some cases, we are already around 60 and 70%. That calls for some capex. There are some 50 million euros in planned capex linked to the need of getting adequately equipped for waste separate collection. We have to equip the collection points that are necessary, for instance, for oversized or bulky waste. And we also have to invest on the fleet, because obviously the collection model must be adjusted to the evolution of percentage or split between separate collection and unselected collection. So the improvement that you see there, 19 million euro, that in 5 years translates in a yearly average of 3 to 4 millions, is clearly determined by these two variables, which I hinted at earlier in the presentation, and last but not least, because I don't want to get too much into technicalities. Let's not forget that that number includes the waste collection, but also a whole series of other services which we are requested to provide to municipalities or to certain customers, and which have a remuneration system which is not directly linked to the typical tariff regime of urban waste collection. Mr. Tomasi speaking. Well, the decree you are talking about, In our opinion, it's really too early to give a view on this. First of all, because we don't know what will happen to it, how it will be implemented, how it will be amended. And we have seen so many things in the era of legislation, so that we hardly think that it will be implemented right away. Secondly, we are cautious because we want to see whether the interpretations that were given or the assumptions that were expressed in the past few days will become true. If that's the case, this decree should not include gas and waste tenders, because they will be called in 2012. Then electricity concessions will be excluded as well, because we're not talking about local but rather national concessions. Therefore, they should be excluded as well. And as a consequence, should things be as they have been promised to be, there should probably be an extension or the renewal of the water concessions. Now, clearly, the fact that there might be different consequences also has an impact on the decisions of our shareholders, because this is a topic or an issue that really involves them quite massively. And whether the market will be open through the measure that will be approved and reviewed during the next AGM, well, this combined with other factors leaves me to say that our shareholders will have to decide whether they want to take actions in according to the proposed time schedule, or should the amendment of water concession be disruptive. Now, within our shareholding structure, I don't see any shareholder who's really very concerned. This is a brand new fact. There were different proposed bills presented before the Italian Parliament in the past 24 months or so. So I would say that we cannot have or express a clear official stance on the part of our shareholders because we don't know what the final outcome will be. What I can tell you is that we feel quite comfortable. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Again, to ask a question, press star followed by one. There are no more questions. Thank you. So thank you very much again. And we will then start with our meetings. Thank you.